Then we're gonna go to Ted's favorite book in the Bible, Psalms.
What's the number?
33:6. Psalms 33:6. Okay, we got Genesis and we got Psalms. Then we're gonna go to the New Testament. We're going to go to Hebrews. I believe it's Hebrews 11:3. Yeah, Hebrews 11:3. Then we're going to end up in Hebrews 1:3. So we got Genesis 1:3, Psalms 33:6, Hebrews 11:3, and Hebrews 1:3. Amen. Let's start out in the beginning. Amen. Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Simple verse. Amen. Let us turn to Psalms 33:6. It says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth."
Amen.
His word. Amen. Amen. Right? Let's go to Hebrews. What did I say? 11:3. Amen. It says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Things that are invisible. Amen. All right, we got one more. That's Hebrews 1:3. It says, "Who being the brightness of his glory," the word of God, "and the express image of his person," mm-hmm, "and upholding all things by the word of his power."
Amen.
"When he had by himself, mm-hmm, purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of the power on high."
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing, amen, to the reading and to the hearing of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The word of God,
amen,
is what we're trying to talk about today. Amen. Now, our greatest test, the greatest attack of the adversary, is not our physical structure, or even our emotional being. You know, the enemy, the devil, has tried all of that.
Man,
I remember when he was walking up and down like a roaring lion, seeking whom he could devour. And he came to the Lord about Job. He says, "Take down them hedges from around him. Let me touch his body." He'll break down and he'll cuss you.
All right.
Lord said, all right. Let's see about that. He took down the hedges from around Job. The Lord said, I'm going to do that. But the one thing that you cannot do is touch his soul.
Amen.
And so it was like a Super Bowl between God and the devil. Devil went in, he afflicted Job with all. First, he took everything Job had. Job was a powerful man, rich man, had everything that he needed physically.
Hallelujah.
Took all that from him. Job still clung to the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord even allowed the devil to afflict Job's physical body.
Hallelujah.
How many of us could stand the pressure of living with affliction?
Yeah.
I know when my toenails get too long and my feet start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm bad. Don't let my tooth start hurting.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm like a little baby.
Oh, Lord.
But the Lord, like I said, all this the devil has done without his desired results.
Hallelujah.
But because of man's track record of, let's say, spiritual amnesia, forgetting about the things that God has done for him, where the Lord has brought him from.
Hallelujah.
The devil has gone back to his first plan in the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
When he first encountered mankind, God had made all of the things in the world. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He separated the darkness and the light, and he did all, and then he made man.
Hallelujah.
He said, oh, that's a good thing. He put man in charge of everything that he made. Then along came the serpent, the devil.
Hallelujah.
His first encounter with mankind. Amen. Now, there is a major reason why the devil has not been able to defeat the church of God. Because, like we said in Psalms 33:6, that by the word of the Lord,
hallelujah,
were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth, by his word, they were all formed and made.
Hallelujah.
And the devil cannot succeed or be successful where the Lord has spoken. God upholds all things, and that includes us.
Amen.
By the word of his power. So, back to the drawing board for the enemy. The enemy realizes that it's not us who is keeping us.
Amen.
When Sister Eumene talks about him keeping her, it's not her keeping herself.
Amen.
Because if it was her, the devil would get in her head, and the people that are talking about us, she'll be giving them a piece of her mind and telling them what she thinks. But the Lord keeps her.
Amen.
The word of the Lord that is keeping us.
Amen.
And our confidence in that word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We must have we must understand that the devil's beef is not with us. He could care less about us. It's not the devil's desire to be like Ted. It's not the devil's desire to be like Aaron or you or me. His desire is to be like God. That's the devil's desire. So his beef is not with us. It's with the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And the word of God says that there is none like him. And there will be none like him.
Hallelujah.
Now just what did God mean when he said that? After all, we are striving. He did tell us to strive to be holy as he is holy.
Yes.
Amen. He told us to try to be like him.
Yes.
Now we have to understand that God is reflecting or referring to his infinity. We want to be like God.
Yes.
It's like I was saying earlier, in infinity. When we drop this body, whether it be caught up in the rapture or whether we go by the way of grace, we still have to get rid of this body.
Thank you.
And that's what he's referring to, is eternity.
Yeah.
Where will we spend eternity?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil is not concerned or don't care about us as individuals.
Hallelujah.
Man. He wants to be the one that separates the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
He wants to be the one who calls things as they are.
Man.
He wants to be the one who alone can speak things and they happen. So, like I said, his beef is not with us. It's with the word of God.
Yes.
And our confidence and our belief in that word. Yes. Because if we have faith and believe in his word, there's nothing that he can say or do to make us take doubt.
Amen.
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 Now, the devil knows that it's just like a prize fighter in a ring or a criminal in our court system. Three knockdowns, the fight is over. Three strikes, you going away for good. The devil know that he has two strikes against him.
Man.
And you know, not like the show The Price is Right, when you got all these curtains, you got this thing, you got one more choice of the big curtain or the little box. What you gonna choose? The devil is trying to use all of his tricks. And I'm telling you, whether you pick the big curtain or the little box, it's not going to benefit you, because the devil does not want you to believe in the word of God.
Man.
He does not want you to it won't be to your satisfaction.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you do.
Amen.
Because the devil is not about us. Mm-hmm. It's about the word of God.
Amen.
He wants you to not believe in what God says.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And like I say, he has two strikes against him. And his plan is to get as many as he can to disbelieve and to go down with him. And the devil is not attacking us so much physically as he is attacking our very ability to believe God. You don't have to go to church. You got church in your own heart.
Oh, Jesus.
One of his biggest things these days. But the Bible says it's forsake not to assemble yourself together. Amen. Back in the days when the devil came to Eve and tried to make her think that, oh, God is trying to hold something from you. He don't want you to know this. He don't want you to know that. Now, they were living in paradise. Had it made. Didn't have to get up and go to that 9 to 5. Didn't even have to worry about where their next meal was going to come from.
Amen.
Walk around naked. Didn't even care. Didn't even know. It wasn't no thing. But the enemy came to Eve and tried to make her believe that the Lord was holding something from them. In the same way that he comes to us today and tries to get us to believe that the Lord don't really like you.
Amen.
Look what's happening to Elder. He's sick all the time. He don't know what's wrong with him. Sister Linda's having seizures. Yeah, Sister Carol is tied in a body. William can't hear. He don't care about us.
Oh, let him try. He's afflicted and sick. He's mad. Oh, yeah. He's mad.
That will do.
He's mad.
That's what he'll do.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
He even can, you know, we sing the song, he's an on-time God.
Right.
He may not come when you want him, but he's an on-time God.
Yeah.
You know, the devil tries to say, well, how long has it been?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been had that ear problem, William?
You'll pull that one on us.
How long you been suffering with what you're suffering from?
Yeah.
And when we get together on Sunday and we sing,
All right, we start praising the Lord. Oh, he can't take it.
When we shout and give God the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. All right. We punch him in the nose.
Then when all that's over,
yes, hallelujah,
we go home.
Okay.
So tomorrow. You ain't got the song in your heart.
All right.
You ain't got the surroundings of all the people who think like you do.
You gotta sing. Time to sing.
When all this is done, and you go home, the old devil will whisper in your ear.
Yeah, we trust
it.
Come home to the mess.
When is God going to answer your problem?
Oh, boy.
You heard all the testimonies about what God did for them.
Man.
But when is he going to do something about your situation?
Hallelujah.
The enemy is attacking our very core of loving and believing in the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You must know that the enemy doesn't care whether you believe in him or not.
Man.
Just as long as you don't believe the Word of God. The Word of God is, like I said, is a strong tower.
Amen.
The righteous runneth into it.
Amen.
And are saved. They can never take away the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So let's get it down in our heart.
Yeah.
So when the times come, and they are coming,
hallelujah,
that we won't be able to gather together and sing the songs of Zion and praise God like he should be without some kind of persecution. We will have his word down in our heart so that we don't sin against him. That's our ultimate desire for you all to do.
Amen.
Is to get the word of God down in your soul, down in your heart, so that you don't sin against God.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
Amen.
That the enemy beef is not with us.
Amen.
But his beef is with us believing in the word of God.
Amen.
Everything that's in this Bible is true.
Yes.
Amen.
It's not an Einstein theory. You don't have to be the smartest person on the planet.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to be the richest person on the planet.
Thank you, Jesus.
All you have to do is believe in the Word of God.
Amen. That's it.
And like I always like to say, in order to get to heaven, it's simple. On the day of Pentecost, God gave Peter the keys to the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Meaning that he told us what we have to do in order to open the door. Remember the door.
Amen.
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 In the heaven.
Yeah.
He didn't say you have to have a pocket full of money.
Amen.
He didn't say you have to be a crowned king of a country.
Amen.
Acts 2:38 says that you, well, let's, I never like to miss
a word of
what it is.
Hallelujah.
So
exactly what it is.
Let's turn to Acts 2:38. The keys to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Of how you actually get into heaven. Not by any good works of my own. Not by the good deeds that I do. It says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 For the remission of sins.
Hallelujah.
That ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of Christ in you.
Yes.
That
Hallelujah.
Keeps you from doing wrong.
Amen.
The Spirit of Jesus Christ, yes. Who is what the devil has a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. I love
you,
this
Lord.
Church. I love everybody that's here. Keep on keeping on.
Amen.
I want to extend the invitation to Marissa to please come back and visit us.
Marissa.
And you know, we are a little church with a big smile and a bigger heart. We just love to praise God. And I saw you clapping, I saw you singing. You may not know all the songs now, but come on back. Amen. It'll fall on you, it'll get on you. Amen. So just sing, and they say you get out of whatever it is that you put into.
That's right.
If you put 25% into it, you're only going to get 25% out.
Amen.
But if you put your whole heart,
Amen.
100% Amen. Into it,
yeah,
then you're going to get 100% out. When you leave here, some of it's still going to be with you. That was a good song. I remember that song. I remember when Sister Linda came in. The morning train. She couldn't get back to sing that song. Amen. William's favorite song. He'd be walking sometime. I'm going home on the morning train. It's just something about it.
Yeah. Amen.
Something about it. The Word of God. Amen. Even if it's in the Bible, in preaching, in teaching, in singing, it's all a message.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for each other.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to pray that the Lord's will be done.
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
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 What I say unto one,
I say unto all,
watch and pray
and pray
and read your Bible, every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
Amen.
We got
all right.
We got